Hi, this is Chris Cordes for Self Help Magazine. We're going to talk about happiness. Some people find it very interesting because it's also very confusing at the same time. So, what is happiness? Is it when you have a new car, you get happy, or when you get married, you get happy, or when you have children, you get happy? What is all of this? If you notice, these are all external things, which means they are temporary, which means they're joy. Joy is a temporary state of mind. Joy is a temporary state of mind, which means it will not last. The happiness won't last. The ego will step in and say, well, this is not enough. I want more. If I came to you and gave you the most expensive car in the world, a Bugatti, and then after a few months, you would start to feel normal again, because you would get used to the car. After a year, you'd probably get sick of the car. People always think that they'll be happy when they achieve something. But happiness on the outside will never come from the outside. Happiness is an inside job. It has always been this way. Happiness is something you need to find out for yourself. To be content with what you have, like Jesus said. Jesus said, be content with what you have. So if you don't have much, be content. If you are in a situation where it is very horrible and you can't find a way out, work at it slowly, not with the ego, but with your sense of self. Try to fix the problem in a non-reactive way. The ego is very reactive. You have to do planning instead of reaction. So if you want more money, more success, that's okay, that's fine. But these are all moments of temporary joy. They won't last forever. True happiness comes from within and not from the outside world. The outside world can never fulfill you, no matter what. If you're looking to become rich, famous, or anything else that you want to achieve, you will be disappointed a year later if you achieve it. You'll always want more because the ego wants more. So stop believing your thoughts, because your thoughts come from the ego. Desire comes from the ego. The Buddha says not to desire anything and let go of all of detachments. So what you need to do to be happier, you've got to drop attachments. That doesn't mean you should give all your money away and live like a homeless person. On the contrary, abundance was made for you to have. You were meant to have the kingdom of heaven. You were meant to be rich. You were meant to be successful. But by knowing that all of these things don't give you true happiness, there's a sense of ease, a sense of clarity. When you notice that today, the present now, is all you have, you will enjoy it more, and you will be happier this way. A lot of people begin with the sentence, I will be happy when. I will be happy when I get the next job. I will be happy when I get married. I will be happy when I have children. These are all illusory. This is you projecting onto the future of something that might or might not happen. You're counting on the future to bring you happiness. Therefore, you're not living. You're daydreaming. Life is sort of like a dream. So enjoy it. Be in the present moment. I've learned to be in the present moment. No matter how boring sometimes days can be, even though you are very busy at the same time, it seems redundant, and when it's redundant, it gets boring. To be happy is to be accepting of the present moment, to be accepting of the what is. Many years ago, I used to live in the future. I used to say, oh, I can't wait till this day happens for me to be happy. And that day never came. What are we, psychics nowadays? We're supposed to know the future? That's not how it works. You need to be happy right now. Happiness is, again, an inside job. It's in your soul. And what's in your soul is consciousness, awareness, the eternal intelligence and love. You need to recognize that and move forward from that.